This episode of the comment section is brought to you by Captain Morgan Sliced. Since the dawn of bread, we've known the truth. Sliced is better. That's why new Captain Morgan Sliced went all in on four bold, deliciously sliced cocktail style flavors: pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find Sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus only.
Thinking of this older guy, I would guess he's probably 70.
Nice.
I thought I had him. I thought I made the transaction without any touching at all.
Yeah.
Like getting everything together, getting his change. All of a sudden, he pops up right here. His fucking peanuts flying.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Comment Section Show starring me, Drew. Everybody knows me at Who Cares About Me. On to the guests. Today we have the hilarious, the beautiful, the iconic Cass Holland. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so happy to have you. She came all the way from Vegas on the golf cart. Can you believe it? Drove it right up, parked it right outside. How
Even
are you,
made
girl?
Her a drink this morning.
Yeah, period. Made me a drink, tipped her well. Everyone who's listening, tip your fucking servers, your drink girls, your bottle girls. How you been, babe?
I'm good, you know, just soaking in the California vibes. I'm happy to be here, I guess.
How has content creating been for you lately?
I've kind of had a love-hate relationship with it. It's a lot. Mm-hmm. And what a lot of people don't realize is that I'm actually doing a job while I'm making videos, so it's kind of like doing two jobs at once.
Yes, but it's exhausting, I bet.
Mm-hmm. And it's hard to balance both, especially when like customers are coming up to you and I'm I'm trying to say something to the camera.
You're like, sorry, hold on, what?
Yeah,
while you're on
sometimes it your feels show. Like that, but I wouldn't have it any other way. I love what I do,
period. Mm-hmm. I followed you for a long time.
We've been
mutuals for a minute, girl.
We have and now we're finally together,
and look at us, we're soulmates. We've lined up today. I'm so curious though, like, what I know, you were telling me how you moved to Vegas a while ago, right? You
said about six years. Yeah.
Okay. And you said that was like a dream place for you to live. Mm-hmm. Period. You're making your dreams come true.
Yeah.
How'd you get into the into being a cart girl? I'm so curious.
Okay, it's kind of a long story, so buckle up. okay, so 2020 happened. Mm-hmm. At the time, I was still somewhat new to Vegas, so I didn't really have, like, an official job. I was working a lot of conventions and just picking up anything I could.
Mm-hmm.
Any, like, you know, atmosphere model, anything.
Yeah.
So all of that obviously went out the window when the pandemic hit. And as we all were, like, I was super depressed at home, not doing anything. And a lot of my friends were doing, like, photo shoots still for Instagram content, whatever.
Yeah.
And one of my friends invited me to her photo shoot. I'm like, well, I'm not doing anything else. So we go. And the location is at, like, this guy's house. He has, like, this big house with, like, a beautiful backyard, like, a pool with a waterfall. He has, like, an in-ground trampoline, mini putt there, too.
That's
so I was
money.
Like, yeah. And he was there. So, like, he's, like, hanging out, talking to us. And I, like, ask about, like, the mini putt. I'm like, oh, like, do you golf or whatever? I have no, like, I don't know how golf works or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. So we start talking about that. He's saying, like, what course he works at. And, like, I start saying, like, how I don't have a job. And somehow it just came about. And he was like, they're actually looking for a cart girl.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know what that is. I don't care, but I need a job. Like, yes, I'll do it. I don't care if it's like minimum wage. Like, I need a job.
Yeah.
So he like introduces me and everything. And for some reason, like, even though it's called cart girl, I thought I was going to be like on a bicycle with like the cart trailer behind me. But I was so down. Like, I was ready for it.
Yeah.
I went to the interview and they were like, oh yeah, like it was so easy. Like you just have to know someone. And, I had like one and a half days of training and I was on my own, like super simple. So
like,
fun.
You got
like,
it.
Yeah. Yep. It was probably like a year before I even posted my first video.
Yeah. That was going to be my next question, was like, how did you start documenting it? Like what made you want to start doing that?
Yeah. So at about, like, I don't know, maybe 6 months of working there, I brought in a friend who also had lost her job.
Okay.
And we were on the cart together. And she was really into TikTok. She liked to do like the dances. So mm-hmm. she would want me to do like the dance ones, like on the course in our cart girl outfits. And she's like, why don't you do it? And I'm like, mm-hmm. yeah, like, why don't I do it? But I wasn't really into the, like the trends. I wanted to like vlog and I loved my job. I wanted everyone to like my family and stuff to see what I was doing out here.
Yeah.
And like people just were really into it and it caught on. They liked my outfits. They liked my drinks. So
yeah. And now look at you, personalized golf cart and everything.
I know. It's so crazy.
That's very exciting. How's life on the course? Like, have you learned a lot of lessons?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've been in the service industry since I was, like, 19. So, like, the guys, it wasn't anything new to me. They're big, creepy weirdos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's pretty standard for them. And no matter what industry you work in, they're going to be weirdo.
It's true.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, I'm friends with a lot of them, which is surprising. They're not all that bad. I'm like, okay, you know, you're not all creepy, but...
Yeah. You know, there's, like, levels to creepiness.
Yeah.
You're like, that's a creepy that I will never talk to again. Yeah. That's a creepy I'm going to avoid. That's a creepy I can make peace with. Like, you're like, he tips well and he's not horrible.
Yeah, I can put up with it.
Yeah, you got to do those, like, customer service laughs when he makes those weird comments. And you're like, okay. Yeah. All right.
You have, like, some of the guys that are, like, the dad vibe. Like, they will never cross that line.
Yeah, they're never a weirdo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have, like, a lot of the out-of-towners are where it, like, gets bad. Because they're just in town. They don't give a shit if they make you feel uncomfortable. They're just going to leave the next day, you
especially
know?
In Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The bachelor parties.
The worst. Oh, God. I can only imagine.
Yeah. Did you know that they have scavenger hunts? Like, they make their Vegas trip is, like, a scavenger hunt.
No, I did not. For bachelors?
Yeah, and they want to, like, cross off, like, stuff on the list.
Okay. Yeah, I have seen that. They're like, oh, when I go, I want to, like, put a dollar in a stripper's thong or, like shit like that.
Or
like the movie Sleepover. Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. That's them. They're living that.
Okay, well, that's where they got it from. That's yeah. not very original.
Clearly, they got it from Sleepover starring Alexa Vega. Clearly, they did. Clearly, they got it from there.
But they're like, oh, like, one of us has to, like, see the cart girl's boobs or, like, sleep with the cart girl. I'm like, I didn't sign up for this.
Oh,
no.
Oh, okay. No.
Go back home.
They're like, see your boobs, and they're like, can you show me your boobs while you're on the job? Because I have to cross something off a list.
I'm like, this is actually worse for you. They're not great.
I'd say the opposite. You couldn't handle looking at my boobs. That's what I'd say. I'd be like, I lift my shirt up, you turn to stone, like Medusa. Headlights on. You know what I'm saying?
I wish I had that.
That would be great. Me too. I'd flash people all the time.
I wish I had, like, the, you know, you can get, like, nipple surgery to make them look like hearts.
Oh, yeah. I have seen that.
I want that. Then I would do it. Then I'd be like, yeah, you're not even in the bachelor party.
Now they're worth taking a picture. Yeah, actually, everyone pull your cameras out, by the way. He's like, can you flash me on the job? That's insane. Heart-shaped nipples would be crazy. I'm curious, like, when they ask you, are they being serious? Are they, like, being dead serious?
Okay, so last time it happened, because there's multiple times, but it seemed like the shyest guy in the group, like, came over and he was like, hey, like, I'm really scared to ask you this, but we do have a scavenger hunt going on, and was wondering if you could help me with something on the list. I'm like,
what if you were like, I can't hear you. What'd you say?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
What'd you say? He comes over, he's like, he has his hands in his pockets, he's kicking the ground, he's like, I don't want to have to ask you it. Knock it off. You're asking me to show you my fucking tits. Knock it off.
Well, it's like, if you're over here uncomfortable asking it, like, the fuck do you think I'm going through?
I'm so uncomfortable. Oh, my friends, I'm so sorry. They want me to assault you. I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I hate when my friends do that to me. What an insane thing. And they're so serious, too.
It just makes it so much more weird when they're whispering. I'm like, do I whisper back? No, thank you.
I'll show you later. How much are you going to tip me? Do you ever, like, turn it into a tip? You're like, I don't know how much you're going to tip me. They tip
you. It's more of like a, you made me so uncomfortable. You got to make up for that. Like, bring the money on.
Period. And do they?
Usually, yeah.
Yeah, usually they're like, oh, yeah, you got me.
Or like, oh, my God, your friend, like, is so embarrassing. They're like, oh, I don't want to be in the embarrassing group. Like, here's more money.
Period. Look at that. Women in STEM. Women in STEM. They're like, oh, your friend made me. Your friend's a fucking weirdo. And they're like, I know. I told him not to ask you. And then they tip you heavy.
It's so true.
What's the worst, like, people you've ever had to serve, like, or group or party or whatever, like one that sticks out in your head, you're like, that if that ever happened to me again, I'd quit this job.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so this is actually, I mean, some of them, like, I'm so traumatized that, like, I don't remember.
Yeah, you block it out. That's your brain protecting you, right? Yeah.
But okay, I didn't want to bring this up, but it was actually a woman.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. It was like that's on period. A team, actually.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha.
So I'm just doing like my cart girl thing. I pull up to this group, and how golf works, it's like there's foursomes, so like two in each cart. And if you are just by yourself or like just two of you or whatever, you can get paired up with another group that's just there of two that you don't know.
Okay.
So I pull up to, like, these two guys that I already know. Like, I've met them before. And then there's a guy and a girl and their kid.
Okay.
And
I was like, bad start.
I have, like, the normal interaction with my regulars.
Yeah.
And then the next cart pulls up. And already, the guy is wearing a shirt that says, I love my hot wife, so don't get any ideas.
Oh, okay.
So we have that shirt on. And, like, we're at the golf course. Yeah. There's only one other girl out here, the cart girl.
Yeah.
Are you wearing that shirt for me?
Hey, don't even think about it.
This guy is a solid three.
Don't even think about it, bitch.
There was no...
You're like, I'm good.
So, right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, do I acknowledge this? No, I'm not acknowledging this. Yeah, so I don't say anything. I act normal. I do my, oh, what can I get you? Like, super nice. And the kid is being obnoxious because that's what happens when you bring a kid to the golf course. And they get, like, chips and candy for the kid. The kid, like, already rips into it, is already eating it.
Yeah.
And then, like, I give them the total. Oh, we forgot our cash. Okay, I can take a card.
Yeah.
First card doesn't work. Second card doesn't work.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I'll pay for it, and, like, you can Venmo me.
Yeah.
She doesn't know the email for her Venmo.
Oh, how convenient. And it's so crazy how that works.
This whole, like, transaction of her trying to log into her Venmo takes, like, 20 to 30 minutes. So I fully know that I'm losing money by sitting there sticking around. But, oh, no, we're in this. I'm winning.
Yeah, like, yeah, you're like, I've clocked out. I'm doing this for the rest of the day.
And she's just, like, giving me an attitude. I'm like, but you wanted it.
You're like, you owe me money, girl. I'm not, like, hanging out with you.
Right, like, this is how this works.
Yeah.
But, so... finally,
yeah,
I think he Venmo'd me, and I mean, like, obviously no tip. I wasn't even expecting that.
Yeah, but at this point, just give me my money so I can leave. This is a waste of my time.
And I think it was like $12. Yeah.
But yeah, she's like, it's literally only $12, like, why can't you just let me have it?
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, had you gone about this a little differently, maybe didn't wear the shirt, maybe I feel a little like, oh, I'll get it, it's on me.
Yeah, but it's the fact that they were so unbelievably unbearable.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? The one time I was in the service industry, and I've said this many times, but, like, I truly believe, like, people in the service industry and teachers are so underpaid. It's insane. Like, those are the hardest jobs I've ever had was being a server. And so, like, I've often said, too, the worst customer I ever had was an old woman. But her and her husband would come literally, I think, like, once a week. They always came on Fridays. And the first time they came in, my boss was like, oh, yeah, you know, like, by the way, that couple, they, of course, they gave them to me because I was new. And he's like, they're kind of hard to serve. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, they always have a coupon. We don't give out coupons. I don't know where the fuck this bitch is getting a coupon, but she always has one. And it's like 60% off. And it's like fine dining. Like, it's literally a high end steakhouse that I'm working in. And I'm like, they don't have coupons. And I was like, and you just let her give it? And he goes, yeah. And then I give her the total and I tell her that's 60% off. And it's not, it's like the full. And she's just like 100 years old and doesn't know. So I go and I serve them. And she was a terror. Like, she was the worst customer I've ever had. She was making me run back and forth a million times. And I remember at the very end of the night, she asked me, she goes, can I ask you a question? And I'm like, oh God. I was like, yeah, sure. She goes on this whole spiel about how, like, you know, why do you always serve him? Like, you serve him before me. Like, you know, that's so misogynistic. And I'm like, you're talking to... Okay. Like, she's just lecturing me about misogyny.
Oh, my gosh.
And she's 100 years old, so she was alive when it was created. And I was like, okay. And then after her 10-minute spiel, I literally was like, okay, well, I'm so sorry that you're upset and I've upset you. And I was like, but I have to serve in the order that I take the orders. So each seat is numbered. So it's like 1, 2, 3, 4. And I have to serve
like,
1, 2,
sit
3,
in the
4.
Other seat.
Yeah, so. I was like, sit in one, bitch. And then I'll serve you first. Like, and she was like, oh. And I go, yeah. So any other questions? Or and then no tip. What are the odds? Like, mm-hmm. No fucking tip. The worst.
You know why I think maybe like the female interactions are the ones that get to us most is because men, we expect it from
period,
them.
Period, to be honest. And like, it's like, it's just so much more evil to me when it's,
yeah,
when it's
like,
women.
I would have had your back.
Yeah,
like,
girl. I think the same shit. And honestly, like male customers, like they are so fucking horrible. Like I remember I grew a real big beef with Australian men back then, and I've fucked them up many times now. But that's because they are the worst customers in the world, like especially at restaurants. And they never fucking tip, even though they know. And if like, your custom is different, like, you don't tip in Australia, okay, fine. But they camp. Like, they'll sit there for hours. And I'm like, I'm losing money on tips and shit, and you're drinking. They run up a huge bill because they have to drink. And then no tip. Like, literally zero fucking dollars every time.
That's insane. I don't think I've ever waited on an Australian man, now that I think of it.
Oh, good. Good. Consider yourself lucky, Cass, because they are awful. I don't know what's in the water over there, but they are some of the most misogynistic men I've ever come across. Are Australian men.
Misogyny in the water.
Yeah, literally. It's, instead of lead, it's literally misogyny.
Instead of glitter.
This episode is brought to you by Priceline. When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place we're always daydreaming about. Whether it's the snow-capped mountains, white sand beaches, a best friend's wedding, or even a hometown visit, we all have one. My happy place, personally, is my second home, which is in Hawaii. And everybody knows, because that's where I've been living, and I live there and in California, and I love Hawaii, and I love traveling there. So wherever your happy place is, Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price, so you never have to miss a trip. And did you know that when you bundle and save with Priceline, you can save up to $625 when you book your flights and hotels together? We all know the feeling. 100 open tabs across 50 different sites trying to find the best deal. Just use Priceline and simply book your entire trip in one place. They truly have deals you cannot find anywhere else. And everybody loves a good deal, girl. So make sure you get that value off of Priceline. So download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy price with Priceline. This episode is brought to you by Captain Morgan Sliced. In fruit and life, there's no juice without the slice. It's what freed the pineapple from the rind and turned your old jeans into cute jorts. Introducing Captain Morgan Sliced, 4 cocktail-inspired, ready-to-drink flavors. Pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find Sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus only. What's the like creepiest or weirdest like group you've ever had to serve?
It's hard because it's daily.
It's hard to like pick one that's truly awful. Yeah, because they're all awful.
They always want to like just get too close and like touch you and stuff. But I want to think of like something that was a little more disgusting.
Yeah, because
like,
I know you wear your hug repellent. Does it work really well?
Yeah.
Cass does glitter on the body so that they don't want to hug her because they don't want to get glitter on themselves.
Yes.
Which is genius. That's genius.
Thank you.
I think strippers do that too, if I'm not mistaken. Strippers, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's true for them too. They also wear something very chunky, glittery.
Perform from afar.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's like visually appealing and also don't touch me. When they try to touch you, do you tell them, like, I have glitter all over me? Or do they just see
it? If they see it, they just won't. Or if, you know, they try to, like, give you, like, a side hug or something. Like, I'm just there glistening. And then they're like, Wait, I have a wife. I just remembered.
Oh, yeah, because glitter gets on them. Oh, period, bitch.
Yeah.
And you're ratting, too. That's funny. I love that. I love that.
If you are, like, a glitter-wearing girl, though, now I'm like, if my boyfriend had glitter on, I'd just be like, oh, that's just mine.
So like, oh, so it's working against you.
A little, but.
Give and take.
I have my shades. Yeah. Of glitter. So I know.
That's true. So you know. But yeah, I feel like women are so perceptive about shit like that that you would know if it was your glitter.
Yeah.
You're like, that's a fine glitter. And I wear a chunky glitter. Who the fuck are you hanging out with? There you go. Exactly. That's how you identify. That's genius. That is so smart. And it works really well.
Yes.
That's period. Mm-hmm. I love that. And I'm curious to know, like, I don't know. Like, I'm so curious how it works, especially in Vegas, because I feel like Vegas is so. Like, man, they act cuckoo over there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, out-of-towners especially.
It brings the worst out of people.
Yeah, just like, in the air. In general, which is so weird because you work during the daytime. Like, they're golfing during the daytime. Yeah. So at night, like, demon times, obviously, at night. But during the day?
Yeah.
You're acting like that out here?
Yeah.
They're acting like that and they got a polo on? Oh, come on. Knock it off. I'm so upset.
And let's be real, like, they're so fucking old. Like,
yeah. Yeah, only 100-year-old people like golf regularly and shit like that.
Yeah, but like it's early in the day, but for the old people it's like later, so maybe that's why. But
yeah, that's so real. That's, and you know what's, I'm so curious too, like there are obviously other cart girls too. Do you guys have like a little kind of like, oh, this one is, he's a big weirdo, he's a big, yeah
we all know like the same guys, we know like who
like who tips well, who doesn't tip.
Yeah, like who are we gonna be nice to today, like who are we gonna stay away from, and then we have obviously like each other's numbers, so we're like, okay, like look out for a cart number, blah blah blah.
Oh, that's good.
Let them know what's going on with that situation.
I love that. Yeah, we always talk to each other. If we don't look out for ourselves, they're sure as shit not gonna do it.
Exactly.
And when I used to work at the NFL, we used to have like a little system like that too, and we used to like tell each other, yeah, he's a creepy. Like, don't spend too much time with that guy. He's a weirdo. We would just tell each other, which I think is fucking insane. Like, everybody knows, but you only tell each other.
Well, also, it's like, if you know that a certain guy only tips, like, a certain amount, I'm going to tell her, like, don't waste too much time talking to him. He's only going to give you this much anyway.
Like, every single time? Is there someone that tips you the exact same amount every single time, no matter how much they order?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, because they order the same thing. Maybe that's why. But
oh, okay.
Yeah, my regulars do tip really good, though, which I'm, like, obviously grateful for.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I want to tell you about, like, some of the disgusting
stuff.
Yeah,
please do. Please do. Let's hear it.
Okay. thinking of this older guy, I would guess he's probably 70.
Nice.
love it. Off to a great start. every time, like, he always wants to, like, do the arm around the shoulder, and one time I wasn't wearing my glitter. So I'm, like, trying to keep space between us, make sure he doesn't come up. He's fucking always eating peanuts, and they're always in his teeth and like coming out and like.
Why peanuts? Is he an elephant?
What? Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck? So, why is he always eating peanuts?
Definitely. So
that's crazy.
I thought I had him. I thought I made the transaction without any touching at all.
Yeah.
I'm like getting everything together, getting his change. All of a sudden, he pops up right here. His fucking peanuts flying.
He smelled peanuts and you said,
yes,
he's near.
He ruined peanuts for me.
Now you're disgusted.
Now I tell people I'm allergic. Oh, wait, I should do that. I'll tell him that next time.
You say, I have a deathly allergy to peanuts. Like, I'll literally die if you come anywhere near me.
Yeah.
Please don't.
That's genius.
Yeah, you should. Thank you. Make it super dramatic. I'll keel over right here. I'll drop dead in front of you.
Oh, my God.
And you're 100, so you should be dropping dead before me. That's fucking terrible. Holy shit, that is so gross.
That's genius, though.
That's so gross.
So then he's over here and he's like, so good to see you. Okay, great. Yeah. Fucking love it.
Yeah.
but yeah, so let me talk more about the glitter because I'm so excited.
Please do.
So like I said, I started in the service industry when I was 19.
Yeah. What were you doing? Were you serving like restaurants or?
Nightclubs, bars, like just everything, anything. Yeah.
Love.
And that was actually in South Carolina. So,
okay.
And then, like I said, I'm like from Connecticut originally. Yeah. So I think what really made the transition easy is that I worked at a nursing home for 3 years. So, like,
oh, creepies.
Like, damn. the worst. I know, it's so sad, but... So, I knew how to talk to old men.
It's really bad over there. It's shit. They're at the end of their life. They're like, fuck it. I'm throwing everything at the wall. See what sticks. Fuck
no
it.
No fucks.
And they don't care who they traumatize in the process, clearly. He's like, I'm on my way out. I'm not worried about you. girl.
It's true. It's sad.
That's crazy. In the nursing home?
Ugh. Yeah. But so, for the, like, particular bar that I worked at when I moved down south, it was actually, like, really popular with golfers because, like, South Carolina is, like, really popular with golf.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would say that's where I, like, learned how to talk to that type of guy.
Yeah.
Like, talk to your, like, client, like, your customer, you know?
Totally.
And I didn't really know much about the service industry, so I would learn from the other girls that worked there. They were, like, older than me, but they, like, taught me the ways. And, like, I would ask them, like, what do you do when they're, like, too close or, like, touch you and stuff?
Yeah.
And, like, they would always say, like, oh, just let them, let them. Like, the money's worth it. Like, let them. And, yeah. no.
And what if I'd rather die? Do you have a solution for me then? Or?
So maybe, so then I was trying to, I always wanted to figure out a way to please the, like, not
create
conflict with the customer,
but
keep them away. And, like, help other women, you know,
have
that have this
kind of
issue.
Solution.
Yeah, because not everyone's like, yeah, just touch me.
Yeah. Most women don't want, like, even women who are like, just let them do it, I'm sure they don't want that either.
Yeah.
They're just kind of like, they're like, I don't know how to make them not without either getting fired or, like, them not tipping me or whatever.
And definitely, like, that was, like, almost 10 years ago, people just weren't. It was, like, different, and, like, the managers and stuff didn't really care that much, so we did what we had to do.
Yeah.
So ever since I started putting glitter, I was like, this is so genius, like, I don't have to tell anyone to fuck off, like, the glitter speaks for itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then I started calling it hug repellent.
Period.
Bug repellent, hug repellent.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm working on that, so.
How exciting. I love that for you. That's a genius idea, honestly.
Thank you.
I feel like that will be especially helpful for women in nightlife industry, because, like, especially if there's alcohol involved.
Yeah.
They get cuckoo crazy.
It brings out the worst in them. They already were terrible.
And isn't it, it's funny too, because I've seen some of my friends who are in the service industry too, or, like, they worked in Vegas for a long time, or they're always like, it's always married men too that are just absolutely unhinged. Like, they just do not give a fuck.
Yeah. It's, why is that?
I don't know. That's why I said, like, it's literally like a, like, when you get gremlins wet and they're like, and they turn into a monster. Like, it's, like, literally big. Like, as soon as they cross that welcome to Las Vegas, they're like, ah.
It's so true. Oh, my gosh.
They turn into a fucking monster.
It's so dry there that it, like, it's the opposite of the water effect. It's like their
it's
brain
like
just
sucking,
like,
all the moisture out of their head. And they're like, time to assault women. Ugh. That's fucking insane.
Am I wrong for thinking, like, your boyfriend would never do that? My boyfriend would never do that. Am I just delusional? Like, why are men, why can't they control themselves?
I don't know. I thought the same thing. I was like, you know, like, the beauty of a fully developed frontal lobe is clearly very rare, especially in men. I know my, it's so funny because my boyfriend, I told you, went to UNLV for a year, and he played football, but on his recruiting trip, like, on recruiting trips, they, like, buddy you up with a guy who, like, plays the same position as you. And then they take you out on the town. Oh. Like, they, like, try to woo you. And they're like, yeah, come here. Come to this school. And so, obviously, it's in Vegas. And, you know, he's, like, right off the strip. It's, like, right there. And he was like, hey, man. Like, mind you, my boyfriend's, like, 19, 20. And he's like, hey, don't forget, like, we're going to go out tonight. We're going to do all these things. He's like, okay. Actually, no, my boyfriend had just turned 21. I remember that. And he was saying, he's like, yeah, first we're going to the strip club. And then my boyfriend has never been to a strip club and hates them. He finds them really uncomfortable.
Really?
Yeah, like, so he was like, can't. And he was like, why? He goes, I forgot my ID. Mind you, he flew there. And that guy knew that because he picked him up from the airport.
Right.
And then he was like, you don't have your ID? And he goes, nope. And then he was like, then how'd you fly here? And he goes, and he didn't have a passport. Or no, he did have a passport. And he was like, passport. And he's like, well, you could bring your passport. He goes, oh, I don't know where it is. And I was like, the way you're just crafting stupid lies. He's like, I just didn't want to, like, explain to him. I'm like, oh, I don't really want to go to that that makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And he was like, so I just lied a bunch of times, and then he gave up, and he was like, all right, fine, I guess we'll just go to a party or something. But he really wanted him to go to the strip club because he was like, yeah, when we go there, we just go crazy. And I was like,
and he's probably, that kid was probably the type that like goes, wants everything, tips nothing.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Well, they have no money, so yeah, I would assume he's not fucking tipping. Kids. Yeah. And it's funny, for my 21st birthday, I spent it in Vegas. And it was fun, but I got way too fucked up the first day, the day before my birthday. So on my actual birthday, I was too hungover to do anything. I literally was telling my sister, I need to go home. Like, no. I need to go home. And I was like giving her all my drinks because I couldn't do it anymore. And I remember my mom, mind you, my mom's there. It's my mom, my sister, me, my godmother, and then one of her friends. And so we go to the strip club, and I had never been to a strip club ever, but I went to a two-story one that
Which one was it?
I don't remember the name, but it was right off the strip.
Okay.
So it was two-story.
They're all right off the strip.
That's true, huh? Olympic Garden, yeah. You been there?
It's closed now.
Oh, is
it? When was that?
That was back in 2016, I think. Yeah,
closed.
Yeah. I went to that one, two-story, bottom levels women, top levels men. And I remember when we first went in, we like got a bunch of cash and everything. The women's level, creepy. The vibe was so ominous. Because I feel like when men go, it's like, there's something about it. Like when they go, it's just so creepy and weird. And then upstairs, it was popping. Upstairs, it was fun. Like women are having fun and they're like, woo!
Yeah.
But like downstairs, it was giving, I don't know, like the first 48 hours, that's how it felt on there. It was very like crime scene. It was very like, oh, the men are shadowed, but they're sitting in there like,
wow.
It was so like quiet. I was like, I'm uncomfortable down here. Like, and the women they look beautiful. They're dancing, but they're very like posy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. 'Cause they're like so gorgeous. And then they're just all watching. And I was like,
yeah.
Ugh. And then we went upstairs. I was like, oh, thank God. It's like fun. Like, I thought it was going to be like pop and it was going
to
be fun.
You're like hell to heaven. Like,
yeah. literally. And then I went upstairs, and then male strippers, not my thing. They're very corny.
And very like all up in your face. And
yeah,
like,
it's too much. I'm like, whatever. Like, that's like how I feel like men expect to be treated by women in any sort of nightlife industry. They want that. And I'm like, I don't want that.
Okay. Have you been to, was that your only male strip club interaction?
Yeah. And my last, mind you. Like, I'm never going back again. I'm never doing another one.
Okay. Well, I went with a friend.
Yeah.
That was very revengeful of men. Now imagine that situation with someone that wants to get back at men. Like, okay, hates men. Okay.
Yeah.
Her boyfriend. Yeah. Paid for us to go into a private room with a guy.
Oh, okay.
And there were slim pickings. We just went with whatever guy.
Yeah.
And honestly, like from his, it's his job, and I felt so bad.
Yeah.
She like spit on him and shit. And she was like, it was like, so
she's like,
sad.
Bark like a dog.
Yeah.
And I'll give you a tip.
But at the same time, I'm like, get it out, girl. Like,
yeah, yeah. Get it out. She turns it into BDSM, like dominatrix type
shit. Yeah. So if you go to a male strip club with a girl that is trying to get back at men, then it's interesting.
It's like a whole different experience.
Yeah. He was into it. So actually, no, we don't feel bad.
he
the
loved
most
it.
Action he got.
Don't worry. He was fine. I'm sure he was fine. You know, I have talked about it on this show, and people make fun of me for repeating myself. Don't care. It's my show. I literally was so horrified in that strip club. I was like, this is a haunted house. Like, this is truly like, around every corner. Like, I was being horrified at every turn. But I find something really, really embarrassing about men trying to be sexy, if that makes sense. Like, I think sexy is an energy.
Trying doesn't make sense.
No, trying negates it immediately in my head. So, like, I just think the thought, like, just when I think about it, it makes my butthole go inside my body. But, like, men being, like, I don't know, just, like, taking off their shirts and, like, smiling and, and then they're, like, grunt. Oh, God, I can't do it.
Did you watch Magic Mike?
Yeah, I did. And I laughed the whole time because it's funny. And also, strippers don't look like that, first of all. Let's start there. They're all 4'8". What's going on there? Why is everyone so small? Why is everyone so fucking small? And also, I know they shave. Sometimes they'll shave. Do what you got to do, right? But like when they, this was my personal experience because I wore something that was like lower cut, and like the guy that was gave me a lap dance that I didn't want. When he was dancing on me initially, his he kept rubbing his chest on me, and I was getting rug burn. I'm like, bitch, relax, shit. Yeah. It's like giving me an ingrown hair on my fucking chest. No. It was so bad because his was like stubbly because he like shaved it for whatever reason. I don't know. Don't know his tea, but yeah, it was just horrifying. Mm, hanging out with, yeah, like watching them dance on me and near me was an experience I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. Maybe a man I hate. That would be
fine. Yeah, like, I can think of it.
Yeah. Maybe a man I dislike greatly. But yeah, just not a big fan. And then I got my mom, ironically, got me like a stage birthday dance, which was different kind of horrible. But it was to like Work From Home by Fifth Harmony. Hate that. God. Can never listen to that song again without thinking about that.
That's a great song anyway.
Yeah, and I think the worst part for me was the talking. They talk so much during the dance. Why? Do they talk to you?
No.
Have they?
I don't think
he did. Yeah, literally when I left, I was talking to my family about it, and I was like, are they like supposed to talk, or is that just something I was given? Like my mom was like, yeah, they're not supposed to talk. I'm like, every single one that gave me a dance literally talked the entire time. They're like grinding on my leg. Right. Which, by the way, on my lap, they're like their feet are barely touching the floor because they're so fucking small. Felt like Santa Claus in that bitch.
You're like,
what do you want for Christmas?
I'm dead. Little horsey rides.
Yeah. Yeah, literally, like when you have a baby and you're going like this on your lap. That's how it felt. Anyways, he's like doing that weirdo shit, like grinding on me. And then he's like, so where are you from? That's cool. Oh, what are you studying? Ooh, what are you going to do with that? Girl, shut up. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to talk. This is so horrible. It like made it last so much longer in my head.
I wanted to get to know you.
Yeah, but I think female strip clubs are fun though.
Yeah, like, and they're way softer. So
yeah, and they're beautiful to look at, and they're fun, and they're respectful, and just that's like my double standard. I don't care. I'm always like, when men do it, when women do it, it's cute, and when men do it, it's weird.
Well, there's a reason that's the one industry that women make more than men do. So
period. That's a fact. Do you have do you ever get like famous people at your golf course too?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
A lot of athletes. So
yeah,
when they come up, like, you got to tell me who they are or else
you won't know.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
And they eat that up probably.
Yeah.
They love when you don't know who they are.
OJ frequents the course all the time. He lives in Vegas. Yeah. I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah.
But I like make videos. Was all up in this guy's face, like making him take shots.
Mm-hmm.
It was Tyga, and I didn't even know. And he's like, he's so short. I was like,
he's
no way.
He's small. That's I've seen like him in person a couple like times. He's tiny, teeny, teeny, tiny.
And I felt so bad. I was like, I was all up in his face with the camera. Like, that was so rude.
But he's probably used to it, honestly.
Yeah.
I feel like, are they good tippers? Athletes, celebrities.
In that group, he wasn't the one paying, but the person that did tip gave me like a $40 tip. So
that's not bad.
Better than
not too bad.
Usual.
Yeah, girl. Not my best, but not the worst.
Tell me why it's so popular on my page right now. It gets me like so like angry about it and makes me rethink my whole life.
Yes.
Why so many videos are coming up that say like the service industry is crazy with tipping.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're saying like it's too much.
But everyone is so for like anti-tipping.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't get that. You know what's funny is like I'll tip no matter what, and I'll always tip well. But even if someone's horrible, I'll still tip them.
Yeah.
I'll still tip even if you spit in my fucking face. Like I'll still tip you. Like because I just truly believe that they cannot survive without tipping because the base pay is so low. So like that's why people need, you know, what's funny is like no other country works off tips because they pay their citizens enough money to live. Whereas here they don't do that, which is why tipping exists here.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I feel like seeing people say like, oh, we shouldn't have to tip. That's a government issue. Like maybe they should raise base pay and then we wouldn't have to worry about tipping anymore. But I think that's fucked up to be like, I just don't want to.
Well, and yeah, it is like people from another country, and they're yeah. like, I'm like, you're not even here. Why do you yeah. care?
yeah. I know. Even when I would, because when I was a server, I was living in Hawaii, and there's lots of tourists, obviously. Like, there's lots of people from different countries who come all the time. That's how I know Australians are shit tippers, because I serve so many of them. But even, like, we get a lot of people, like, Japanese tourists, a lot of Korean tourists, and, like, they literally look up the tipping system so they can understand it better, and they're like, okay, yeah. And sometimes they would over-tip, and I would tell them, like, oh, you don't have to put that much. It's just, like, I would, like, tell them, because I think that's fucked up to take advantage of that, because they just don't understand, and they just want to tip. Mm-hmm. So I find it interesting how some people are like, oh, I don't want to have to tip when I go there. You don't have to. You're right. just an asshole if you don't.
Right. Like, you don't have to, but I'm definitely judging you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. It's funny because it's not required, but you are a dick if you don't tip. I just find that insane.
Yeah.
Especially to argue about it. I'm like, then you're not a server, so of course you're going to be like, I don't want a tip.
Yeah. And like, it shows. You've never worked in the service industry, and yeah. it shows. Yeah.
It shows, babe. Well, especially in Vegas. I just feel like in Vegas, I tip heavy, because I can only imagine.
Yeah.
Especially like, if I got my girls serving me in any capacity. I tip heavy in Vegas, because I'm like, I can only imagine how your night's going, girl.
Yeah. And these people didn't tip. So I'm like, good luck. And they're like, oh, we're not gambling. I'm like, no, I mean, like, in Vegas. Good luck. You're not going to last long here. Yeah. It's Vegas.
If you're not going to tip. And some people in Vegas don't give a fuck. They'll be like, you're not even going to fucking tip me.
I know. Like, I'm not even mean about it. Like, yeah. Oh, God.
You're like, if you come across the wrong bitch and you don't tip her, they're going to get mad. And you're going to be embarrassed.
And you won't be allowed back.
No. They're going to tell everyone.
I recently posted this video. I originally saw, like, this, like, med doctor, like, a lady that does, you know, Botox and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She made this video with this sound, and it was, like, when you give your client a discount because she says she needs it, and then you see her driving away in her Bentley. And I thought that was so funny.
That is crazy.
In the way that she was, like, the way that the sound went with it. It was yeah. just so funny. So I was, like, I'm going to recreate this for, like, the golfer vibe. Yeah. So, like, already, like, not an original idea, like, not a real interaction. Like, it wasn't real.
Yeah, it's an audio. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I made it, like, oh, when the golfer says he can't tip but pulls off in his Lamborghini, whatever.
Yeah.
The comments were fucking crazy, like, mm-hmm. at first, because how, like, Instagram Reels work, it's, like,
oh, it in 5 Reels, days, girl?
It can, yeah. See, that was, like, Reels. Where I messed up.
You know what's so funny? I was just, speaking of Reels, I was literally just having this conversation with my sister the other day. Because someone that we knew was, like, getting a lot of followers on Instagram, and they were telling us about it. And they were like, I think it's from Reels. And I'm like, you got followers from Reels? Because I got nothing but hate. Like, the worst hate ever is on Reels.
So mean. It's crazy.
They're awful on Reels. Holy shit. And my TikTok comments are really bad, too. Like, when men are really mad at me, like, my TikTok comments be crazy.
Yeah.
But Instagram Reels, they're angry over there. So they saw it on Reels and they got mad.
I turned the comments off.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
But they're like, is this a thing in America? And it got like 10,000 likes. I'm like, where are you guys? Like, so help me.
Is this a thing in America? Yes.
No one.
Any other questions or?
And they act like I don't know that tipping isn't required. Like, oh.
Like, it's like I said, like, I'm also, if you see someone driving a Lamborghini and they don't tip, that doesn't fucking piss you off. You know what I mean? You're like working your ass off to serve them, and you see them drive off an expensive, you're like, are you fucking cheap or are you broke? Like, which one is
They're
it?
Broke because of the car.
Yeah. Like, that's embarrassing for them too. I don't know what way you could like spin that where it makes you look bad. Like,
but I wasn't even like. You'd have to see the video, but it wasn't yeah. even, like, about that. It was, like, me just being, like,
yeah, you know? You're just, like, shocked.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not even really, like, angry. You're just, like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And they got mad. Yeah. You leave too much space for them, they're going to be, like, well, guess what? You're a fucking whore. How about that?
Yeah, exactly.
And then you're, like, oh okay. Yeah. Chill, girl.
Like, you're not entitled to a tip. I'm, like, I'm one girl out here to all of these men hitting on me. Yeah, it's a little
yeah
expected.
Actually no yeah I am entitled to a tip. Actually, I'm entitled to far more than a tip. Compensation is the least that mm-hmm. they like, the very bare minimum that they owe you.
And let's be real, like, tips are most of the reason why people are in the service industry, so yeah. like, don't complain when we get robots because you're not tipping.
Seriously. Well, also too, when I was a server and I worked in a nice restaurant, like, the tips were great. Like, that you make way more off tips than you do off base pay. Like, you could work fucking 6 days a week and you would make way more off tips alone in the restaurant that I worked in, working like 3 days. So, and I needed, I couldn't work full time because I was a full time student at the same time. So I was like, I need a good job that pays me well because I can't work every single day. So the tips were like my fucking bloodline. Like that's how I was paying for food and shit like that. So I think it's stupid when people are like, oh, it shouldn't be required. It isn't. You're just a dick. If you don't, it's not. It's not required. You're just an asshole if you don't. And everybody's going to think it.
Yeah.
And also, you're so fucking cheap. Like, girl, come on. Get honestly. Your fucking bread up. But speaking of tipping, that's actually like a good segue because we're talking about, well, we've been talking about this the whole time, but like dealing with rude or creepy men while working in the service industry, which we've obviously, Cass has a lot of experience in. So we're going to look at some TikToks that are applicable to the topic. So I'm just going to summarize them for you. So this one is, this past week, a video went viral showing a man recording a worker at Jimmy John's. The customer was upset because the employee told him they weren't accepting cash that day and the register wasn't working, and his manager told him they could only take cards or Apple Pay. The man filming is trying to, quote, expose the employee, yelling at him while the employee calmly keeps saying, I can't risk my job for you. But, okay. If you get that mad at a Jimmy John's, girl, I think you got bigger problems. You gotta see someone, a professional.
What was he yelling at him about?
He's basically mad because he won't take his cash, and then the kid is saying, I can't take cash, I can only take card or Apple Pay, right? Yeah, it says the register is not working, so his manager said he could only take cards or Apple Pay. So the customer is screaming at him and telling him to take his cash, and he's like, I'm literally gonna get fired if I take your cash. Like, I can't.
It's literally Jimmy John's.
Yeah, girl. Girl, come on. You don't have $6 on that card?
Oh, my gosh.
Come on now.
What Why if it was are you the same, acting like that?
What if it was Jimmy the same John? Lady that wouldn't give you $12?
No, it was. For sure.
It's the same. She's wreaking same havoc guy. All over the place. She's starting over at Jimmy John's.
This episode is brought to you by eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Whether it's a handbag, watch, sneakers, streetwear, or jewelry, eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay Authenticity Guarantee. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Oh my God.
I can't imagine, like, even when I was at my absolute brokest, like when I had like very, very, very little money to spare, anytime I went to go eat, I always checked just in case. I always check my bank account. I'm like, let me, before I go in that restaurant, I'm going to check. Okay, I can eat.
And like cash and card, because honestly, you never
exactly.
know.
Exactly. And if it, they only take cash, like when you walk in, you know how a lot of times if that's the case, they'll tell you. They're like, hey, we're only taking card, or hey, we're only
or
taking
like sign
cash.
In the door or something.
Yeah, like as soon as you come in, or they'll have a sign up. Like you could read that and be like, oh, I guess
turn
I'll
around
go,
and leave.
Guess I'll go to another Jimmy John's. And I'll, there's hundreds of them all over the place. I'm sure you could find another one. And I feel like I've made this joke before about being a server, but like sometimes, like, I truly believe people go out with the intention of ruining someone's day. They're like, whoever's working behind the counter at Jimmy John's,
yeah,
you know, make him wish he was never born today.
Like, that's ridiculous. Oh, it's so sad.
Have you ever had like really, really difficult customers besides that girl? Like ones that you were just like, dude, I don't know what you want from me. Like, I gotta.
Yeah. I mean, especially since it's like golf, like if their golf game is not great, they're already like,
they're taking it out on you.
Yeah. And it's like,
crazy. They're mad at you. They're like, who can I get mad at?
Yeah.
Car girl, come over here.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's always my fault. I'll make a little bit of noise, and like that's why their swing was bad, because like I would distract them or some fucking shit.
They're like, well, I couldn't do it because this fucking bitch is mixing drinks, kicking it's around those ice cubes. My concentration's off.
Literally, so I'm like super quiet now. But it's my fault that like their card declines. You know, like
typical like, shit. Maybe it's your machine, and you're like,
But no. Why are people acting like Jimmy John's is like the Beverly Hills Hotel spa? Like, relax.
Calm down, babe. That's why I said it's Jimmy John's. Relax. Chill. It's okay. If I did the whole order and then they were like, oh, I can't take this, I'd be like, ah, all right, I'm sorry. I'll just leave.
I'd be more embarrassed.
Honestly. Yeah, I'll leave. And I guarantee there was a sign or something. And they just walked right past it. They're like, ah, it's probably fine. Mm-hmm. It's probably fine. And then that's they make crazy. It your problem.
Yeah.
It's like, that's what I said, going out with the explicit intention of like ruining your day.
That's why you need to tip.
Exactly. Oh my God. That's so true. Because it's like, look what you have to deal with.
Yeah.
Just like, the worst people alive.
That was my last try. Please just give me a $5 tip and I'll be fine. I promise.
Yeah. Okay, so some of the comments on this video. This one says, attitude is everything. This kid needs a lesson in service. Shame on you, Jimmy Johns.
Wait, you know so they're on...
Yeah, the employee, the customer side. That whoever came up with that head-ass saying of, like, the customer's always right, I'm going to beat the shit out of that person. Because sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're just awful.
I worked at one place that was pro the employees. Yeah. Best flow, like everybody loved each other, like that's where it's so at. Nice. That's what you need to do.
That is so nice. Yeah. I've never heard of a place like that.
There will always be new customers, you know. Yeah. Like
exactly. I think the same shit. One time I was serving a person. It was a man, actually an old man, and he was so unhappy with every single fucking thing. Like it's just he was like, my silverware looks spotty. I'm like, okay, I'll get you a new set. I gave it to him. He's like, why'd you hand it to me? Why'd you put it on this side? It's supposed to be on this side. Okay, my bad. And so I go and put it over there. And then I bring him his food. He's like, I didn't want rosemary. Like, mind you, it's like, because it's a steakhouse. There's mm-hmm. literally just like a piece in the middle. I didn't want rosemary. And I was like, oh, okay. I mean, that's fine. And he's like, I told, like, his wife, I could tell. You know when it's those situations when they're like a married couple and you could tell that either the wife or the husband or one of them is like really embarrassed with how their spouse acts.
I'm that person.
Yeah. And they're like overcompensating for them. Like they're like, it's fine. It's fine. Like, and they're getting more mad because now they're getting embarrassed because their spouse is like, sorry, my spouse is such a fucking asshole. And so like his wife was like, it's not a big deal. Like, we'll just pick it off. It's not a big deal. He's no, it is a big deal. It is a big deal. And he's like, I want you to take it back and I want you to remake it.
Was he allergic?
No, he just didn't like rosemary. So I'm like, okay. And I was like, well, I can take it back. It's not a big deal. So I took it back, brought it back without it. And then I served his wife at the same time. And then he was like, why does hers look different than mine? Because you asked me to make yours plain. And then he was like, well, now it looks different.
She gets special treatment because she was fucking nice.
Yeah, literally. And he was like, well, why does hers look? Hers looks like nicer than mine. Hers looks fancier than mine. And I was like, it's fucking rosemary. I was literally like, so like, I was like, I understand that, sir, but like you asked me, you said you wanted it plain. I made it plain and I had them make it plain and brought it to you. And he was like, all right, well, you're not getting a tip, by the way. Oh, what? The worst customer alive isn't going to tip me? That's crazy.
So fucking
sometimes
true.
I wonder if they just don't have money to tip. So they start acting horrible and then they're like, see, look how
to make
you
it
are.
Seem like it was your fault.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Now you're not getting a tip, by the way. Mm. I was like,
he then proceeded to put ketchup on it and his wife had to cut it up in pieces.
Yeah, she tucked the napkin in here and then she, go ahead and cut that down for him. I even got taken off that table because I was getting so angry. I was like, I'm this close
well,
to getting fired.
Fuck, good riddance.
I'm this close to getting fired, bitch. I'm this fucking close. My manager was literally like, I'll switch tables with you. And then as soon as my manager started serving him, he was a nice guy. So I was like, oh, of course he was. Because I'm just a stupid bitch girl. So. Like, the way they sometimes talk to women, too, who are, they're like, you do not know anything? And it's like,
no.
Clearly no.
No.
Yeah. Not at all, actually. Got
sometimes
nothing
you do have to play dumb, though.
Yeah.
It's worked to my advantage before.
That's true. You know what's funny? I was just saying this morning because I was, we were talking about your content because I was like, I love her content. It's so funny. And I was saying how I love how in your videos, when you're recording yourself, like when you're actively working, you could tell that you're like kind of code switching when you talk to customers. So you talk normal, like how you're talking now, and to the camera. And then as soon as some like a guy's like, hey, you know, like in the background, you're like, hi. Yeah. Okay. No, for sure.
You have to treat them like they don't have brains because they don't.
Or and like you don't have a brain.
Yeah.
Because they love that.
Oh, sweetie, are you okay? I'll get you a straw. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This next comment says, why is he asking for it? Just take it. The employee won't get in trouble. You get a free sandwich. No one's going to chase. Win-win. That's kind of funny. He's like, just steal it. He's saying just grab the sandwich and leave is what he's saying. Because I don't... Have you ever worked in retail? I've never worked in retail.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know how they... Do they say... I'm pretty sure they have that thing where they're like, don't... If people steal, don't chase
them. Just let it happen.
Yeah, just let it kind of happen.
Yeah.
For safety reasons.
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
That's what I'm like. That's honestly kind of... He's like, you get the sandwich. He doesn't have to chase you. He won't get in trouble. Win-win.
Huh.
Interesting. He's like, just steal it. Fucking take it. That's such a man response to mere inconvenience. It's such
problem
a, like,
solving.
Just fucking steal it. This last one says, don't go back there. Blackball all businesses that pull this crap. In all caps, stand together. Okay. It's never that serious.
Did they say a reason for no cash?
He just said the register wasn't working.
Oh.
Well. So he can't, like, give change or anything like that.
Yeah.
I always think, too, like, in all the jobs I've had where I've had to, like, interact with really fucking rude people, I'm always like, do you think that I'm making the choices? Like, I if it were up to me, I wouldn't even be here. I wouldn't be making a sandwich for you, girl. If it were up to me, I'd be doing something else. Literally anything else. So, like, when they tell you, like, I can't do this because of this, they're like, why? I don't make the shot. I don't call the shots. So
exactly.
I just do what I'm told.
I just work here.
Yeah.
I saw this thing that actually does work if you get more mad than them. So like out Karen the Karen.
Yeah.
Like, why is this like this? And you're like, I don't fucking know. We'll figure this out.
You know what? I'm going to go file a complaint, actually. Do you want to come with me? Let's call together. That's actually genius.
That's what they
just steer into the skid. You start mirroring them, like, mm-hmm. like you start acting exactly like them. They're gonna be like, exactly, exactly.
Show them how dumb they look.
That's fucking crazy. Okay, I'm gonna read this last one. Okay, so this next TikTok is a woman is hiding behind the register on the ground where she works, talking about how three men came inside the store and they were creeping her out. They asked if anyone was working in the back and what time the store was closing. In the caption of the video, she says, they hung around staring at her until closing and one of the men followed her to her car. That's fucking terrifying shit. Especially working alone, if it's like at night, if you're closing and everything. That's crazy.
That shouldn't even be legal.
I know, for real. Did you ever see that video? I think it went viral a couple years ago, but it was that one of that guy who was like trying to break into the back of like a smoothie joint. And there's like three young girls working in there. They're all in high school. And he's like so fucking angry about how they made his smoothie that he like throws it across the thing and it hits one of the girls and like explodes on her. And then she runs to the back because she's like crying because it hurt because he hurled a fucking drink at her. And then her two coworkers follow her back there. And then they're like, they shut that door. Like there's like two, like there's like a little curtain and then there's like a big door to go in the back as an employee. And he's like trying to beat that fucking door down because he was so mad.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And then
it was made wrong.
It was what?
It was made wrong.
Yeah, it was made wrong. He didn't. And then after the footage was released, because it's like obviously being recorded because they have cameras in the store owner released the footage because they filed a police report because this guy's fucking insane. And then he was saying that the smoothie was for his son and his son's allergic to peanuts and he said no peanuts. And
liar.
Yeah, I know. And everyone's like, I didn't see no fucking son. Like, it's and then they said he's like, he drank it. He could have died, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, your son is going into anaphylactic shock and your first priority is to go beat the shit out of a 16-year-old girl. You're insane.
That is insane.
You're a liar and you're a fucking psycho.
You don't have a kid because you wouldn't treat a kid like
exactly,
that.
Exactly. That's why someone was like, your son was not dying of an allergy because why would you run in the smoothie store and waste more time? You should take his ass to the fucking ER.
That's crazy. No,
so
that makes no fucking sense.
This reminds me of that video because that was fucking insane. And honestly, if a man throws a smoothie at me, I'm beating
Game
the shit
on.
Out of you. Yeah, at that point, I'm beating the shit out of you. I'm throwing everything at you. What the fuck? I'm picking that blender
that
up.
That broken-ass cash register. <Yeah. throwing.
laughs> That fucking blender. I'm picking it up and throwing it across the fucking glass. Fire me. I don't give a shit. That's crazy. This one is men just fucking being weird and creepy, which you know all too well. Thankfully, though, you work in the morning, which is good. Mm-hmm. Right? You also
but
work
there
other
should always
too.
Be someone that can walk you to your car if you need.
Yeah, like you should never be in the store alone.
Yeah.
Like that's so scary, especially mm-hmm. at night. And you know what's sad is like that's such a like oh yeah like honestly when we share experiences like that publicly there are just thousands if not millions of women who are like oh yeah that happened to me too
Yeah.
Which is fucking sad. Like, that's so sad that we're just like, oh, yeah, that happens. Mm. Like, when you were telling the women, what do you do when they touch you and you don't want
like,
them to?
Like, just let them. Like,
they're like, it's better than fighting it. And you're like, that's awful. Like, having to, like, mm-hmm. make peace with it is fucking terrible. That's girlhood.
But then they're like, you chose the job. Like, you're fucking right, my dumbass.
Yeah. I forgot about God, that. Why didn't I think of that? Why didn't I pick an astronaut or something? I should have picked the president. God, I could have picked anything. Yeah, exactly. At least that danger is not fucking because of a man. Shit.
The probably caption. Would be somehow.
You're onto something there, Cass. This comment says, sounds made up. Yeah, well, most men will say that about literally anything women say. They're like, fucking liar.
He was one of the guys. Like,
yeah, he's like, up. That sounds so fake. I would never do that if anyone was curious where I was at that day. This next one says, I'm so glad you made a TikTok before calling the cops. I doubt that she made... That's why I'm like, the brain cells are just not firing and brains like that.
Well, she was probably recording it, like, yeah. in case anything happened. Like, yeah. that probably wasn't, like, let me open TikTok. Like, it's probably a video she already did, right?
She's like, God, my life's in danger. I should document it first. Like,
go live, girl.
For real, you're like, I'm live. Thanks for the roses, by the way.
I'm dead. There's a cowboy hat. Yeah.
And this last one says, what's the crime? Sitting in your chairs, in all caps. I'm assuming about the men, because they, like, came in and they were loitering. Do you ever have men, like, hang around?
Yeah. Well, lot. We have, like, a bar inside, and, like...
Oh, yeah.
But a lot of them, yeah, they'll, like, overstay. They're welcome.
And, like, wait for you to get off? Do you ever have men ask you, when do you get off? And you're like,
Yes, that's, like, their favorite question in all, like, service industries. Like,
yeah.
What are you doing after this? Like, not fucking you, bro. That's for damn sure.
I can tell you what I'm not doing. It's a much shorter list. Not you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the worst.
I feel like in... maybe it's like more so in the nightlife service industry, but I feel like sometimes when you're cheeky like that, you're like, not you. Sometimes they're like
no, they like that.
They love it.
Turns them on even
which
more.
Is like worse.
That's the chase. Yeah. That's the chase, baby.
They're like, oh, she wants me to work for it. I want you to do literally anything else. I want you to fuck off.
That's I need like. To tell them I'm doing something like really like gross, and then they're just like,
you said, I got a couple gnarly ingrown hairs I gotta tackle when I get home, if I'm being honest. If I'm being real, I'm going to town down there when I get home.
Or I'm getting more lip fillers, and they're fucking pissed.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be, you know what? I think, like, saying gross things is so funny, because the light that leaves their eyes immediately, the way that they're like, oh. I was picturing you as a blow-up doll, and now you're a human, and that grosses me out.
Literally.
Never mind. And you're like, what about you? What are you doing after? What's so the funny. What's
make
the...
sure they tip you first though.
Exactly. Exactly. You're like, oh, I don't know.
Oh wait, are you scared? You're scared? No, no.
Yeah, you're like, no. Oh my god. You're like, I hope that didn't grow. Ugh, TMI. My bad. honestly, I have a really bad anal fissure. And it's eating me alive. Oh man, it's so bad.
Headed to the doctor.
Yeah, you're like, I got a doctor. It's got to get in there.
And actually need a ride.
Yeah, you're like, actually I have to buy a new like little donut to sit on because my anal fissures are kicking my ass, girl.
No, oh my god, fucking great.
What's the most ridiculous excuse you've made up to like get out of giving a number? Like lying about having to date them or whatever. Go home with them. Go out with them.
I feel like I have it so down to a science that like
you're good now.
Yeah, like locked makes in. Sense. Like, yeah.
Do you have like canned responses for things? You're mm-hmm. like, if they say this, I'm gonna say this. If they say this, I'm gonna say this. Because yeah. they're not very clever, so it's always the same like 10 awful things.
Yeah. Well, they usually want to like buy me a drink. They want to like force me to take a shot with them.
Yeah.
And like, if I just say like, oh, I have a personal trainer after this, then it's like I have an appointment, like I can't drink, so that usually works.
Oh, nice.
But if they're like pushy with it, like yeah. take a shot, I'm gonna take a fake shot and make you pay for the most expensive one. Like, you were gonna ask for that.
Okay,
clearly you want it.
Okay, I'm gonna get the most expensive
yeah
one,
like
now.
Shots of Louis.
Oh, and they pay for yours.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Look at that. Yeah. Women in STEM. See, women are always 10 steps ahead every single time.
Yeah,
that's so funny. When I was like in my single bitch days, and I was like going out all the time, I used to lie One time, I used to lie all the time about literally anything because I just thought it was funny. And then sometimes I would forget my lies, like, and then I would run into the same people. And like, I remember one time, I don't know why, but my friend and I both were faking Australian accents the whole night just for fun, just because they were horrible, mind you. They were not good at all. But like, I think because everyone's fucked up, they were like, ooh, where are you from in Australia? I don't know any cities in Australia other than like Sydney. So I got nothing else. I'm like, and I'm just like lying the whole night. Fast forward like a month later, I ran into a guy from that night whom I did not remember for obvious reasons. And he came up to me and my girlfriend, same girl. And he was like, hey, how are you guys? And we're like, good. Because neither of us remember him.
Accent gone.
Yeah, accent gone entirely. And I'm like, have we met before? And he's like, yeah, we met the other night. And you know, we're like, oh, okay. And then he literally was like, yeah, you know, because he goes, wait, when I met you guys, are you guys not Australian? And I'm like, Australian? Because I fucking forgot I did that shit. He's like, you guys had accents like the whole, and now you guys don't have an accent? I was like, oh. And then we both started trying to go back into the accent. We're like, oh, I was just messing around, you know.
I was pretending I was from here.
I was just method acting. My bad. So I love a good lie. When women lie, it's fun.
Yeah, I've definitely lied like a lot of times.
Yeah.
I mean, so.
Because you'll never see that. Who cares? Especially to people you're never going to see again. Of course not.
Yeah, everything is like acting.
It's all just one long method acting class, if we're being honest. You're just pretending the entire time. Well, we've been talked about a lot of things, including in the service industry. But I am curious, for any women who are currently, whether it's in, you know, just service industry as a whole or nightlife specifically or anything like that, what's your best piece of advice for women who are like, you know, they work in these jobs, and obviously we joke and laugh a lot, but I feel like you especially have like developed a really strong sense of will and like being able to like get through it, because it is exhausting, I'm sure, and emotionally taxing. So like, what's your best piece of advice for women who are currently in the industry now and like maybe need a like better balance of like taking care of themselves, like when they're going through this kind of like creepy, unwanted interaction when they're serving?
Honestly, just remind yourself that they're not that smart. Like, you really have to treat them like almost like a little kid.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they're dirty, they're perverts, they're nasty, but
yeah,
you have to be up at that like upper mindset and just like smile as much as you can, even if it like kills you. Like, at the end of the day, their brains just don't work the way that ours do.
Yeah. And they're always going to think that they're smarter than you.
Yeah.
Which is never the case.
Just remember that you're smarter than them.
Yes. Clearly, you're taking all their money. So you're
all
one of us.
Kill them with kindness.
Period. Period. Yes. What about for self-care, any kind of aftercare after working to kind of like cleanse that kind of like gross, icky interaction?
Do some girly shit. Girly as fuck. Like, take a bubble bath. Like,
oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I love that.
Bubble bath. Just like love yourself.
Yeah, because, take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Period.
And spend some of that hard-earned cash.
You earned it.
Yeah.
They asked for it and you earned it. Mm-hmm. Period. I love that. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
I adore you. You're amazing.
You're beautiful.
So
I get so looking at you.
You smell really good, girl.
Thank you. Thank you. Best compliment.
Yeah, you smell good. I love that. And thank you so much for coming on the show. Where can everybody find you?
So mostly on TikTok at Cass Holland and Instagram American Dream Honey.
Period. And do you have anything you want to promote at all?
Get ready for the hug repellent.
Period.
You're getting some.
Oh, period. Please send it to me. I would love to have it. I don't even need it, but I would love to have it. I'm just going to piss my boyfriend off with glitter everywhere, all over the house.
I love it.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. Thank you for all tuning in to this episode of The Comment Section. Don't forget, new episodes drop every Wednesday. Audio can be found on all streaming platforms, but the video lives exclusively and for free on our favorite platform, Spotify, which you all know, duh, obviously. Make sure y'all go follow Cass on literally everything, and I'll see you next week. Bye!